的三元币。
Cosmetic Medicine, some of Australia's most experienced cosmetic professionals.
Heidi Sagan
with Jules. Hit 92.9.
We got through Tuesday, you guys. We did it.
Oh. Well, I thought it was Wednesday for half the show.
I know, I tried to correct you at the start too, but I was like, oh, I won't.
Let him go.
I don't like correctors.
Correct.
Well, when I've got the day wrong, feel free to just jump in.
No, because it wasn't, you weren't referencing it like, you know.
I thought we got over a hump.
Do you know what my favourite part of the show today was?
What was your favourite part of the
show? That dad calling up saying that he ordered his son out the back for a fight over dishes.
Over dishes.
Like, you just picture it.
Even better when he was saying that he called the entire family, all his brothers and sisters, to come out and watch as well. They had the whole thing going.
Without being a silly billy too, I mean, I dropped one of the greatest jokes of all time and had one of the greatest reactions you'll ever hear.
Yeah.
Oh, Mama Jules. I knew she wouldn't get it. You know the weird thing is, I've got to reveal something.
She just went early on the laugh.
I actually don't find Mama Jules funny.
What do you mean?
Well, I grew up with her.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, Mum sounds normal to me, unlike
Yeah, I know.
I mean, she was great. She just went before the punchline with the big laugh.
Oh, I told you she wouldn't get it.
But you know what? No. Okay, so I think that she's gotten to that point in the joke, because there was a bit of a pause there.
Yeah.
And she's gone, oh, that was it. It's not that funny, but I don't want to make him feel bad.
No, she went hard. She laughed.
You reckon?
No.
But she LOL'd. I feel like she wouldn't have made you want to feel bad.
She LOL'd on the joke.
You've heard me laugh out loud too sometimes.
Hey, Gov was in. Gov came and caught up.
Him and his big ball.
Yeah. You guys reenacted the three-quarter time interview from the game the other night.
Just going to go with this needs to be wrapped up in 30 seconds because my Uber Eats is about to pull up.
All right. What else?
Roxy Jasenko.
Oh, yeah. And her $80,000 handbag.
Hughesy was on. He had some advice for you about BFFs. And we invited another BFF for you as well for Thursday night at the Lookout.
So. All right, ciao. I'm getting moving.
See you, mate.
All right.
Have you finished ordering yours yet?
No, I'm still trying to get there. Sorry, but it actually bounced back because I don't have enough money in my account, so I just had to transfer.
I'll order it this morning.
No. I just had to transfer some over.
You sure?
I have a certain amount of money that I've can spend on food.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I was down on $4.
Okay, so hang on a sec. If you've gotten to the end of that money, why are you transferring more over?
Because I'm bloody starving and I need to eat.
Why aren't you just?
What do you expect me to eat?
There's fruit upstairs.
Oh, calm down, Mum. You know, when you get home from school and you're like, Mum, I'm starving. They're like, have a piece of fruit.
Get stuck into the podcast, you leh. Now, overnight, we had news of the sad passing of an AFL and media legend.
St Kilda legend and former Richmond coach Danny Frawley has died in a car crash near Ballarat in regional Victoria.
Having made the move to Moorabbin in 1984, it didn't take Danny Frawley long to establish himself as a future star. He'd go on to play 240 games for the club, captaining them for 9 seasons.
I'm very honoured and proud to be Captain Rob, and hopefully I can lead by example out in the ground.
He took the Tigers to the 2001 preliminary final, only to be humbled at the Gabba by Brisbane. Few could have foreseen the success Danny Frawley would have with his new career in the media.
Bounce, goal, fist, get it off, do whatever, go on.
His larger-than-life personality was so infectious, admired by so many for the way he played the game, but he was a friend to so many.
I think that sums it up pretty well. Spud Frawley, known Spud because he actually was a spud farmer.
Oh, really?
Out of Bungaree, yeah. So a tiny little country town. Always had country at heart, which was great. So he was a really good man. He coached at Hawthorn for a couple of years when I was there. So always gave you plenty of time. Really, really sad stuff. And, of course, his wife Anita, Danielle Chelsea Killey, they're the ones that are going to be doing it tough now. So spare a thought for those guys. And 350 episodes, 13 years on The Bounce, which is a TV program on Fox Footy, which, I mean, people loved it. Spud was just the funny, muck-around sort of guy, but he had a super serious nature. So all the best to the family. Really, really sad stuff.
Yeah. He was so young, wasn't he? He's only 56. He
turned 56 on Monday.
Wow.
So he had his birthday Monday, passed away Tuesday. So really unfortunate stuff. And he'd been super public about his mental health issues. He had a breakdown of some description a few years ago probably, and then he was a bit of an ambassador, I suppose, for mental health. So
it looked like the guy had absolutely everything, so you just don't know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly right. There's a story out there that one day had a breakdown and didn't even know how to drive home. That's how confused and rattled he was. So He was a big part of my favourite footy radio program on Triple M for a long, I think, 10 years. So
yeah.
I grew up loving it. So all the best to his family. Heidi
Sagan P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
I've worn a dress. Yeah, I'm happy to wear a dress. I look good dressed as the queen, actually. So, yeah, someone says wear a dress, I wear the dress. So.
High heels, I reckon, take 5 kilos off.
Please welcome Dave Hughes.
Oh, good morning, mate. Now, we finally have a date. Monday, the 23rd of September for The Masked Singer.
Yes, we do. So it's a Monday and Tuesday nights at 7:30 for a number of weeks, and it's must-watch television. It's event TV, we're calling it.
Hey, yeah. Hey Dave, going on the theme of The Masked Singer, have you ever hidden or lied your appearance to anyone?
I have. I used to, when I was a young man, I stole my brother's scuba diving license and used to give that to the guys at the bottle shop to get the alcohol. Yeah, I was not proud of it. Yeah.
A scuba diver's license was good.
Scuba diver's license. Got me through. I would sit in the front seat of the taxi and I'd say, I've got this, guys. Give me your money. Give me your money. I'd make a tidy profit generally as we went through in the taxi. Tidy profit. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Unreal. Now, just going back to the show, is there anyone that you actually guess correctly?
Yes, there is.
Were? Okay.
Yeah, a couple, yeah, out of the 12, which is pretty good.
By their singing abilities or by their body shape?
The body shape came into it sometimes, yes. But you can be surprised with body shape as well, so.
Oh, no, I am every morning when I'm nude.
Mate, I'm watching you on the boundary at the Eagles games, as I did the other night, and you're wearing that suit well. I love where you put your button. It's good. You tie that button up. It's good stuff, Xavier. So, yeah,
what
I'm loving your interviews.
What button are you talking
about?
No,
the button on a suit. Xavier knows where, do you do the two buttons on the jacket or the one button?
Yeah.
But it looks good.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
I'm happy with it, mate.
Hughesy, did you see the look on his face when that fight happened right in front of him? He was the happiest bloke ever.
I kid you not, Dave. I got a text from Nick Nat the next morning, and him and Elliot Yeo were having a chat after the game, and they said all they could hear was me laughing my head off when they were having a full melee.
Oh, that's why you're wine, is it? No one got hurt. We're all just having fun there.
So fun.
Yeah.
Now, Hughesy, you are without a doubt one of the most loved blokes in Australian TV media.
Just
in general as well.
I feel like there's a stitch up coming. But,
No, stitch up whatsoever. We're doing a thing here with Jules, who's fairly new to Perth. She's up from Bunbury, and we're connecting her with other people in Perth who might be a little bit lonely. It's pretty much how do we make friends. Have you got any tips on how to make friends, how to become loved?
You've got to be open to it, Jules, and and you've got to be prepared to listen to people's boring life stories.
And pretend you're interested.
Yeah, that's
right. Tell me about little Johnny's growing pains.
And I know you want to look at your phone every 2 seconds. We all do, but you just got to keep that phone in the pocket, no matter how much it's buzzing, and listen to whatever they're saying.
Yeah,
so
no,
at least
I'm
pretend you're listening. You
I'm
know?
All good
so,
with that. It's just that initiation,
You got to find someone to actually talk to before you can look at the phone.
Well, true.
But also, you've got to broaden your pool, you know what I mean? You never know. I mean, that the dodgy fish could be the fish that is the tastiest. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, true. Yeah.
I was going to say something.
Don't. You just stay away from that. No, thanks for that.
Probably shouldn't have brought up fish. Fish wasn't
right. Easy.
That's too early.
Good to chat as always, mate. All the best. Have a great week, and we will catch you this afternoon on Hughesy and Kate from 4:30.
Go the Eagles.
Yeah, boy. Heidi Sagan P. With Jules
on Hit 92.9. You guys know how this game works.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Does everyone else
I
know?
I won last week.
Yes, you did.
Cheated.
Did not cheat. Yeah. Did not cheat.
Well, okay. So I have put an absolute 100% ban on our production team out there outside of the studio, coming anywhere near the studio, because there's reflection and glass and mirrors and all sorts of stuff.
I went and got my mirror from my desk.
Give me that mirror.
No, so I can look behind me. No, it's to stop the producers from helping Zaves.
Give me the mirror now.
Because I know.
I'm confiscating that.
If I see his eyes dart behind me, then I know what's going on.
All right. Here's how the game works, just in case you listening have never played this before or have never heard. And by the way, welcome to you. Great to have you here. So, Xavier is 2. You are 1. I've got 3 montages of audio from 3 different years. We're going to go one by one. I'm going to play them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's over to you guys to guess what year it's from.
Mm-hmm.
Closest to the pin, best of 3.
Gotcha.
Gotcha? Ready
Let's
for the first one?
Yeah.
All right, here it comes. You can go wherever you like.
The actor Heath Ledger was found dead today.
When was that?
Talk yourselves through it.
Well, I definitely wasn't living in Perth when Heath passed away, so I was still over the East Coast.
All right, so when was around about that?
Oh, I came over 2 years ago, so that doesn't really matter. You go first,
No, you're
mate.
Right, you go first.
I got 2011.
Oh, gosh, that's where I was going to go.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
All right, you can have 2011. I'll go 2010.
Stop it! Stop it now!
Grinch, I swear to God. I will have you kicked out of the building, Grinch.
You have to stay at 2011 now, and I'm going 2010.
2010? Mate, I've got a... You know what? I have a good mind to actually get another year up my sleeve just in case this stuff happens.
No, I agree.
Sick of it.
I agree. I'm all for competing.
It was 2008.
Thanks.
What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say 2011.
Okay, we'll call it nil all and we'll start again.
No, we won't. I won that.
I can't, mate.
There's two to go.
Okay, all right. All right. Okay. Here comes the next one for Nya.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls. Might as well be walking on
the sun. 2005, 2006. 2005, 2006.
Oh my God, Hanson didn't come out when I was in uni.
Oh wait,
mate, 2005, 2006 isn't a year either.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
I'll go as a guess. 96.
96. Oh wait.
No,
mate, you've already gone.
Sorry,
you've already gone. You went early. You need to think about it. You've already gone.
I wrote 93, but I'll go 96.
96. 2005, 2006. It was 1997.
Yeah. Yep. I got my years mixed up. I was like, wait, when did I move, like leave my hometown kind of thing? And yeah, sorry.
And
I was thinking 19.
Just for a little bit of extra information, I was in year 7 at the time, and that was the first Christmas gift that my brother ever bought for me.
What?
It was the CD single of Mbop by Hanson.
Oh, really?
All right.
I still reckon Penny and Me's their best.
But, yeah, it's a ripper song. Okay, last one.
This is a setup. This is an absolute setup. I'm not even doing the year.
Mate, I don't pick the year. You know what? Because of his history.
Yeah, but you're that salty from last week that I was winning. You've set it up.
You can guess first. No, I'll give you the opportunity because if you land it, you land it.
Because of his history as a West Coast Eagle, you may have the first guess.
Can you play it again for me quickly?
No.
Oh, okay. I forget. All I heard was the West Coast Eagles grab. You go first and I'll go around about you.
You don't. I'm telling you, mate. You do not want him to go first.
He's trying. Jules. 2000 and...
You do not want him to go first.
Okay, all right. 2008.
How many fingers am I holding up,
I'm
Jules?
Trying not to look because you could be stitching me up. 2006.
Don't know. Is he stitching you up?
He's stitching me up. Don't do this.
What do you want?
I said 2008.
Oh, I'll go 2006, please.
Hmm. It was 2006.
Of course it was.
A winner, winner, a chicken dinner. Heidi Sagan P.
With Jules on Hit 92.9. Special guest joining us for this one. It's been way too long since we've had this beautiful woman on. Your mum, Mama Jules, hello.
Hello, who I'm talking to.
It's Big Peppy.
It's Pete.
Peppy.
Hello, Pete.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
And how are you this morning?
Oh, just dropping off the kids to childcare.
Ah, busy.
Busy, yes.
Okay, Mum, so Zaves does a daggy dad joke every morning.
Right.
I don't really laugh at him because mainly I've always heard them before. So he wants to try his joke on you this morning.
What kind of joke?
Are you sitting down because it's going to be a very funny one?
No, it's okay.
All right, you want me to rock and roll with it? Yep.
Mum, are you ready?
Okay, hang on.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I'm sitting down there.
Okay. Yeah, cool, because they're so funny sometimes people fall over. Okay, you ready? So, yeah. Mama Jules, there was a preacher who fell into the ocean and he couldn't swim.
Yeah.
When a boat came by, the captain yelled, "Do you need help, good sir?" The preacher responded, "No, God will save me." A little later, another boat came past and yelled, "Hey, mate, do you need help?" The preacher again replied, "No, God will save me." Unfortunately, Mama Jules.
Funny.
I haven't actually got to it yet. You find funny?
That's funny.
Hilarious. You tell your friend at Tammy Nail.
David, you even finished your joke.
No. Eventually, the preacher drowned and went to heaven. The preacher asked God, "Why didn't you save me?" God replied, "Dickhead, I sent two boats."
Is that the answer of the 25,000?
That's the answer.
Do you want to play What Dat?
Mom, do you understand Zave's joke at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, God sent two boats and he thought God was going to save him, but that was God saving him.
All right, Mama Jules, got to let you go.
Okay.
Bye, love you.
Bye.
Your mum, mate. Oh, God.
That one's going to be a ringer around Tammy Nail today.
Yeah, I don't know if she's going to be able to retell that one. I really don't think she got it.
Heidi Sagan P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Oh, he judged the flight ride while intercepting inside 50's highway. Jeremy McGovern.
Finals bound, it continues 5:50 at the MCG on Friday night. Gov, good to have you in.
Thanks for having me.
Morning.
Morning.
Now, Mittens, I need to ask you about Nick Nat's hair and the Barney.
Yep.
Now, he said if it ever happens again, I'll do the same thing again. How close were you to it, and have you pulled his hair before?
No, I was pretty far away. I could see the flames coming out of his ears.
He wasn't happy.
You don't touch Nick Nat's hair.
You know, that's
heritage listed.
Did you notice how close Dave was to it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I seen his face. He tried to play it cool like he wasn't worried, but initially, I reckon if he went back to the start, he was pretty quick off his chair.
I was ready to throw hands, mate. I was in there.
You were quick off your chair,
mate. I'm a trained assassin with the hands, mate. I was there for Nick. Now, is it true or false that in Nick's contract he has that he's not allowed to cut his hair?
Look, I don't know if it's definitely true, but it would not surprise me.
There's a lot of word about that because he's marketing dollars, mate.
Yeah, well, remember when he first started playing for the Eagles, everybody started wearing those wigs that you could buy from the team store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Like the dreads?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm sure his manager and he are pretty smart with it, so I'm sure they'd soak it up.
So they would have to pay for him to keep it maintained then, would they not? Like hairdresser?
He's probably paid it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure with the money he gets paid, he'd be able to maintain it pretty well.
The million plus, I'm sure you'd probably just find a hedge.
Having something so iconic that you got paid to keep.
I'm sure whoever's paying him gave Zach Merritt a good call.
Yeah. if I was Zach Merritt, if you got to pull his hair, you may as well rip it out. I would have tried to grab
one. Yeah, take one with you, Aaron, and sell it. Yeah, you get a bit for that.
Now, Gov, you picked up a serious injury on the weekend. Jules, if you don't know. So I was doing the Channel 7 Boundary.
Oh, yeah, I saw you.
And so at halftime, I do an interview, and I go to pre-game, I'm nominated two players, one for either side. Whichever team's winning, that's who I run to and get a quick chat with. So it's nice and easy. You're always in front of the person interviewed. So Jeremy McGovern, right on halftime, goes down, goes down hard. So I wander in there, and I'm like, gee whiz, is he going to get up? Now, I'll relive the interview. Jez, mate. It seems like a pretty serious injury. What's happened there, mate? What was your response?
I got hit in the nuts.
I just got hit in the nuts, mate. I was like, all right. Yeah. Well, that was interesting.
Oh, wait, did you not realise what had happened?
I thought he'd like torn his groin.
Oh, Gov, right.
Yes. Gov,
are you that entrenched in the game at the time that you're not aware that the camera's on you? Because you were given that area a good old tug while that.
Yeah,
while
I was, that just, was, I was just making sure they were still hanging in there.
I thought,
how's X coming up to you as well? He's copped me after I've just copped one in the knackers. But,
he's asking
how
you're
going. Yeah, it was all going on, but it was a bit of fun, I guess.
But it's great, and the feedback is always like with Gov, it's just so not media trained. Like,
just got hit in the nuts, mate.
Yeah, I'll be right.
That's
like, all right. There you go.
I've seen that as spectators.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Now, this week, mate, big game Geelong.
Yep.
They lost. Every year, I reckon, the team that loses the top four plays the team who won in the bottom four, and the bottom four team, off a win, gets so much momentum. Mm. All this talk about going over there, you're the favourites. What are Geelong good at?
Yeah.
And what are you worried about at the MCG?
Oh, they're still best team in the comp. They finished top of the ladder. I think everyone's judging them off one game. They had one bad game last week.
Yep.
But, you know, they finished top of the ladder for a reason. They're a good side. So they're a good defensive side, good contested side. So we'll be preparing for that. But, yeah, we're in the same boat a couple of weeks ago when we played Hawks. Everyone was writing us off completely.
Of course.
And now we've beat Bombers on the weekend and all of a sudden we're back, which not much has really changed except a bad performance.
So on Friday night, you guys win, you beat Geelong. Is Tim Kelly going to fly back with you guys? Or
oh, I'd love him to. Yeah, I'd love him to fly back. I don't know, X. You got to ask the list managers that. But yeah, I'd love him to come back. And we've seen Jesse Hogan put up the number 11.
I was going to say, the boys are having a bit of fun with that stuff at the moment. Hogue's posted on his Instagram stories that he was clearing out the number 11 locker.
Is number 20 available?
No, we don't worry about 20. 11's actually vacant for us.
Oh,
no one's been in it. We've been waiting for him. So we're not going to have to sack anyone out of that position.
Just dust it off. 2 years later.
The stars are aligning.
Just focus on your premiership first.
Mate. Yes.
All right. Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, we've got to beat him this weekend, so.
Knock him over. Good on you, mate.
All right. So Friday night, 5:50, our time here at the MCG. When are you on the bird over?
Tomorrow.
And I can't believe the bruising you just showed me from that knock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mate, they are so small. So, yeah. Wow, look, you cut the big watermelons down there.
They've actually come down heaps, X.
Oh, yeah. Heidi Sagan P.
With Jules on Hit 92.9.
So, you know how I don't have any friends at the moment?
Well, you're new to town, aren't you?
I am. I've resorted to some drastic measures. I started going through a box that I've been carrying around with me for probably anywhere between 15 and 20 years.
What's this box?
It'd be 20 years.
It's a box which has all like letters and stuff in it.
I feel like a lot of girls or some girls would do that.
Yes. Well, the reason why I kept it, because I mean, well, at the time I was like, great memories. You know, we can do this. We can reveal these letters at our 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Anyway, so I've just held on to it all this time. But last night I started going back through it. And I came across this letter.
What is it?
This letter, which I think I was 12 years old at the time.
So you wrote it?
No. It was from a guy that I was best friends with.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But that I was secretly in love with him as well.
You loved him. That's cute.
No, I did.
Is that your first ever crush?
Yep.
And you just loved him.
I did. Now, he moved away. This is when I was living in Dubbo.
Yeah.
And he moved away. And this was his first letter back to me. Like when he moved away, and I never wrote back because it broke my heart.
Chuck it in.
Anyway, so I thought I'm gonna let you read.
You really want him to read this out?
Well, I just thought you
the
know
the bloke
what?
Who won't even give you a hug.
Everyone who, well, you know, this is more about.
I'm gonna write the emotions.
This is more about people that, you know, everyone has experienced a first love and knows what a first heartbreak feels like.
So I assume this letter will be how much he loves you.
Not quite.
I assume that's how this letter's going to play out.
Not quite.
This is from...
His name's Tim.
Tim?
Yes.
And he's moved away. He's your love. Dear Julie, hi, how's it been? It's good up here. But a lot better down in Dubbo. Things are promising.
Yeah,
better in Dubbo. Oh, missing you. I miss you and the guys a lot. I miss you more than anybody else there. Don't tell the other guys, but. This is home run material.
It sounds like it.
He's going to confess his love. I've had two girlfriends already. Wow. The first one was named Tara. She was all right looking, but too frigid. I went out with her for 1 week, but she was so frigid, she wouldn't even hold my hands. The second one was named Sarah. She was good looking. She wasn't frigid, but she dumped me after our second day because I was so small.
Let me just preface that. He was like really like
short
in stature. Yeah,
he was short.
Yep.
We pashed three times though. Wow. Fast mover.
Pashed.
I've been invited to a party already. It starts at 6 and it goes till 10 on Saturday. I'm going to crack on to a girl named Hayley. Gee whiz, he's in love with you, Jules.
Don't.
It's her 13th B-day. She's single, sexy, you guessed it, not frigid, and has a nice personality. She likes me too. She wasn't going to invite me until she found out I dumped Tara. Well, I have to go now. Love always. Miss you a lot. Say hi to everyone. Tim. Love
Ooh.
Heart.
Ooh.
Brackets. As a friend.
Oh. As if
literally, I still feel the heartbreak now.
So I'm just going through it. You're expecting him to confess some sort of love to you.
Yes.
So far, he's gone through and said he's dated Tara, who was extremely frigid, and then Sarah, who wasn't frigid, and then rolled on through Hayley, who also was sexy and not frigid.
Mm.
What was wrong with you? Too frigid or something?
No, we were just friends. I was 12, 13
I just can't
years
get over.
Old. I wasn't into any doing like kissing or holding hands.
Well, that's what he was into, clearly.
Well into it. He was well into it that age. That's actually a little bit mind-blowing.
When did you get your first kiss?
I didn't get my first kiss, like first proper kiss, until I was like 17. Oh,
what?
Hang on. Don't give me that look. Gee whiz. I was a geek at school.
No, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that at
all. Actually, no, clearly there's, given by the look on his face. What
when
about
was
when
your,
did
I
you,
thought
was
your
yours?
Nickname was Cheeks because you never got a kiss.
Like a proper kiss. Like a, I'm into it, she's into it kiss.
Oh, look, Blue Light Disco. Mm. Her name was Alan.
Mm. Alan.
We're up against...
Alan.
Alan.
E-double-L-E-N.
Oh, Ellen.
Ellen.
Yeah. Okay.
We're up against the wall. Tongues are flying. Tuck technique in use. It was all happening, I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
Gee whiz, okay.
Anyway, so I did respond.
Oh.
But not to him.
Oh.
That's when I started.
Have you got
the diary?
Yeah.
I've got a diary.
You know what to do.
That
you know what to do. bring it in. Bring it in.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Bring it in. Will you let him read more of it?
Yeah, I mean, let me just like
no.
If I say to you, don't read out that bit, can you not read it out?
Of course I will. Absolutely.
Bring it in. Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9. Yeah, I am Roxy. It's tomorrow night at 8:30 as part of 10's pilot week. Good morning, Roxy.
Good morning. I just heard that voice and I was like, gosh, she sounds so familiar. Then I realised it was me.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, oh.
I was like, righto, you've got to tell us something. What did you and Pete get up to 20 years ago?
20 years ago, I was 13. And I just
Perfect, I like them young.
I just let the guys know, actually, that I didn't have my first kiss until I was 17, which they said was actually quite old.
That's seriously old. I was 13.
See? Okay. Xavier just read out a bit of like a love letter, a friend's letter that he wrote to me. And yeah, we were 13, 12, 13 talking about
kissing. I don't want to see what I did at 14.
Oh, yeah.
We'll leave that right there.
Will we find out in the show?
Yes, you could. You wait. You'll see the highest highs and the lowest lows.
It's been described as warts and all. What does that mean?
Oh, it is that. You know, I have no filter. There is no grey area. I call a spade, and that's what you'll see. Like it or loathe it. But you know what? I think people want real. They don't want scripted. They want real. And that's not just showing the best of the best. Yes, there's $80,000 handbags, but you also want to see what it took to get it. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty.
What does it do? Does it drive or something?
Oh, it should, shouldn't it?
What brand is it?
Oh, it's an Hermes Birkin. You can borrow it.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Can you
imagine? I would not be able to leave the house and I'd have to hold it the whole time. I'm just hugging it.
$80,000. Because I hear that and I go, man, that's a fifth of my mortgage.
Yes, but I could sell it tomorrow for probably 160.
Yeah.
Well, if there was a buyer.
It's an investment.
Absolutely.
I keep telling myself that. So you'll see the Birkin room on the show tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the most expensive handbag you own, Roxy?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Do you have any other items? I know ladies use handbags every day. Do you have any items like a knickknack that just costs an absolute fortune?
Other knickknacks. Well, I've got an Aston Martin. It's for sale, by the way. Car sales, if you want one.
Oh. What do we look at? What sort of areas are we looking there?
Well, look, 350. And that's not 300.
I was looking brand new.
Is it more expensive because you're the previous owner?
I wish. Unfortunately, the second-hand car market ain't too crush at the moment.
Mm. Roxy, if you're driving a car like that around and you go to like your local shopping centre or something, do you look for the most, the furthest away park.
Yes, because I don't want people banging their doors into my vehicle.
I couldn't even drive that thing somewhere thinking to myself that I'm leaving $350,000 worth of car here in a car park. No way.
I'm sounding like a real wanker. Is there another question now? Yeah. Hey, handbags and cars.
Hey, Roxy,
I am really humble.
With Pilot Week, so can you just explain the concept? I know it was aired last year as well. If it goes well, it continues on as a full season. Is that right?
Yeah, so basically this is one episode that you'll see tomorrow night at 8:30 on Channel 10. Get my plug in there after The Bachelor.
Absolutely.
And then if it does well, fingers crossed, Roxy Does Nothing to Fail, it becomes a series next year. So fingers crossed, tune in. I need your viewers. Ship, if that's a word. But look, it was really exciting and it's a good opportunity. And you know what? There'll be haters, but then there'll be lovers as well, I'm sure.
And
that's just
and
the
Roxy,
way it is.
Roxy, quite clever to toe in off the Bachelor audience as well, just to boost the numbers saying, up quite nicely. Yeah.
Just saying, I was like, yes.
Yeah. Sitting nicely. Yeah.
I am Roxy. Mate, you're a belter. Good to chat to you this morning.
And you guys.
Heidi Sagan P.
With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Well, you wouldn't believe it, mate. I've been, and I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Actually, me,
I'm,
you and me both.
Yeah, and, well, you heard no, differently like, earlier. But
no, I mean, it's more that you would just fight for the ones you love, though, right?
Well, on Twitter, I got the, called a moron, then I pulled someone up for calling me a moron. Then he called me a pussy and said, meet me at the cricket nets. He wanted to have a blue with me.
Now,
what the dickens is that? Not, I wouldn't know what to do.
Not condoning any fighting at all.
I'd
but
sit
I,
on him.
I've called a guy out at a kebab shop.
And you threw hands? You were ready to go.
I didn't throw hands. I was just ready because
mate, you told us you took him outside by the scruff of his jacket and shaped up.
Well, just to get him out the door.
Yeah, imagine, Jules, you're 5 foot. One.
Hey, I was wearing heels, so I was like 5'7".
All right, 13, 10, 60. Have you been challenged to a fight?
John, good morning, mate.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, good. Take us through it.
It was a parking bay.
What?
Parking bay.
Over a parking bay?
Yeah, a parking bay. There was a little park in Burswood and there was an Eagles game on at the time, so all the car parks around the area were packed.
Yep.
And there was a bloke standing in the parking bay reserving it for someone.
Oh, not up in my ass.
Yep.
So he's going off and I'm having a go at me and I've got the family in the car. And I kept going in, he kept going off, he's telling me to get out of the car and calling me a pussy as well and just having a go going right off. And we've got a little camera on the front of the car so I could see where he was so I wouldn't hit him.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, did you hit him? That's funny.
And once you parked, did he leave you alone or did he want to get on with it?
Once we parked, I hopped out of the car and he kept going for a little bit, but eventually he basically got the point that I didn't give a crap about what he was saying.
I love it.
And he walked off.
Well done, mate. Always get your parking bay. If you're there first, you take it. And if you have to give someone a nudge, give them a good nudge.
Adriana, good morning.
Hi, another Burswood story.
Ooh.
I used to work at the casino and it was probably about 2 a.m. in the morning and there was a girl that was really drunk, so I had cut her off.
Mm-hmm.
And she got so mad at me that she basically said, let's clear up in the car park.
Oh, wow.
She wasn't joking. She waited hours in that car park.
Oh.
She already had to escort me to my car.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is insane, mate, that you would actually hang around for that. Look, just get out. Get on with it. Michael. Hello, Michael.
Yes, I'm here.
Here you go, mate. Tell us this. What's this got to do with the sun?
Well, I told my son to do the dishes. He told me to meet him in the backyard, and we would punch on. And
do the dishes.
Loser had to do the dishes.
And?
I showed up. I was ready to roll. I invited all my other kids to watch the game. And he never showed up because he was too busy playing Fortnite.
Ah, pussy.
Heidi Sagan P.
With Jules on Hit 92.9.
We mentioned yesterday we've organised a night for you at The Lookout, the Scarborough Beach legend, The Lookout Bar, Bowling and Bites, Thursday night, because we want you to be no longer
welcome.
Lonely.
Can I just say, I'm so touched that you guys went ahead and organised that for me.
We're coming.
Yeah, no, and the fact that you guys are coming as well. Don't worry, I'm just going to pretend that you are anyway. But can I just say... I was so overwhelmed with the response that we got
yesterday, didn't we?
People wanting, and like, I mean, whether or not you're coming because you actually want to be my friend, or whether you're coming because you got free food and drinks and got to hang out with Pete and Zabe.
And a few boyfriends just nominating totally their partners just to get them out of the house for the night.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's very sweet. I think, you know, I mean, they would see their partners and not have any friends, especially if they're...
But if that was me, I'd nominate them. So I would just have a night out by myself.
Oh, see, well, not many people aren't as selfish as you, Zay. They actually
we're after people who are
actually
lonely.
New to Perth, yeah. Or you know, come from another state. It'd be a little bit hard to find
people,
friends over here.
Well, I want to find those people that are in the same boat as me and feeling lonely
without an oar.
Because it has been probably the hardest thing as far as finding friends moving to Perth. I know we brought this up like my first week here, and I was like, "Oh, I've got no friends."
As a
but
joke.
But now, like 3 weeks later, and still not really. I mean, it's different to having work friends and whatnot, but actually trying to form a connection with someone outside of work is way harder than what you think.
It's very clicky in Perth. It is.
I find that as well too. But I mean, yesterday I was just actually really overwhelmed that people actually wanted to hang out with me.
Did you make any calls
with
really?
Me? No, I didn't. I will be, though.
And we've got spots available still, don't we?
Yes, we do. But there is one girl that I actually want to invite who had sent me a message, who was originally from Perth, she said.
Yeah.
She had moved down south for work, and she was there for about two and a half years.
Yep.
And she's moved back, and now she's lost touch with all of her friends. You know, they've all moved on and kind of either got married, had kids and stuff like that. She's got a partner that works away.
You get out of the Perth bubble.
You do.
When you get out of the Perth bubble, everybody else moves on. We experienced that a few years ago.
Actually happens, you know, when you come back to somewhere and then you realise everyone's moved on and you can't really get back in again. So, but her message really touched my heart. Like, it actually made me tear up yesterday because I feel the pain that she feels of, like, you just, sometimes you just want to go out and chat with someone or have a drink or have something to eat, you know.
Yep.
So the loneliness is real, and I do want people that are truly lonely to reach out. And I know how hard it is because I've got you two helping me reach out, and it's a struggle for me. So I want you to know that, you know, on Thursday night, I'll be there. We'll be there. We'll make you feel as welcome as possible. So, but I am going to invite Chloe, who sent me through the message.
Chloe Lee?
Chloe Lee. Yeah.
Say good
Chloe
morning.
Chloe Lee. Hello.
Is she on the phone?
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, girl.
So is it the Chloe Lee who contacted Jules on Insta?
Yep, that's the one.
Oh, don't. I'm actually, like, her message just made me feel more, like, less alone.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. A little bit lonely, but all good.
Are you free and available on Thursday night for a beer and some grub?
Oh, sure am.
I probably should sell it a bit better than beer and
can
grub, shouldn't
just,
I?
Can you just, you know...
for some drinks and some nice food.
Chloe reached out to me. She was like, I feel like she's genuine and wants to be my friend.
That's lovely.
I do. I really do want to be a friend. I just need a few more friends, I think.
Yeah.
As sad as that sounds.
No.
It's not, you know what, Chloe? It's not a sad thing. It's the reality of it. It's the genuine reality that, like, unfortunately, like I said before, like, we moved over east for a few years.
Yeah.
And you get out of the Perth bubble and everybody moves on and you come back and it's kind of like, well, everybody's
where do
moved,
I fit now?
Where do we and we actually felt lost for a good 6 to 12 months, I reckon, me and my wife when we came back. So I understand where you're coming from, and this is like a genuine shot at, hey, just come out.
Yeah.
Have something to eat, hang out, and it'd be good to have you there.
Chloe, can we invite you this Thursday to the Lookout?
I would love to come.
Amazing.
Cool. All right.
I'm excited to meet you.
Cool. Me too. So excited.
Thanks, Chloe. We'll catch you then.
Bye.
Bye.
And big thanks to Lookout as well. The Scarborough Beach legend, the Lookout Bar, bowling and bites Thursday night. Keep listening to the show across the week because we'll have some more seats available as well, and we'll get to them.
Absolute Cosmetic Medicine, some of Australia's most experienced cosmetic professionals.
Heidi Sagan,
with Jules.
Heidi Sagan.